Aralee Strange, loved by so many in the Cincinnati arts scene. With me in the studio are Pauletta Hansel and John Ray, who were friends of Aralee's, to talk about a special evening honoring her at Ensemble Theater Cincinnati Friday, April 26th. Thanks for coming in tonight.
Thank you, Lee.
Thank you.
Who'd like to tell us about Aralee and her work here in Cincinnati for over 20 years before she moved back to Athens, Georgia, where she passed away June 15, 2013?
Well, I'm going to suggest John does, since this is a theatrical production and he's a theatrical sort of guy.
Okay. Actually, I met Aralee in the mid-90s, and she'd already done a couple of things on stage, but had yet to do The Chronicles of Plague, which she did at Ensemble Theater, which is one of her best-known pieces. And she also had done the radio play Etta Stone. So I had heard that, so I sort of was aware of her before I actually met her. She did another piece called Dr. Payne on Main, which was produced in the mid-90s, but then produced again for the Cincinnati Fringe Festival in its early years. I think she was still in town at that time. She also produced a big motion picture. This Train was big by independent standards and involved every actor in the city, including myself and Pauletta and lots and lots and lots of other people, which at this point is still kind of in a limbo and has got a little bit of play, but it is a beautiful and poetic project, as all of her stage plays have been, and as her poems are intensely dramatic and very cinematic, too.
So she was much more than a poet.
She was, yeah. Aralee was much more than a poet, although that is how I mostly encountered her. But she was a true artistic force in the greater Cincinnati area and then after she left in Athens. And even before that, actually, she worked on several Hollywood-type movies and came to us from New York City, where she had done a number of things that she really didn't share too much about. But I would see her name every now and then on the production crew of a movie and always felt really honored to think, well, I know her.
Do you have a memory you'd like to share?
My earliest memory of Aralee is sitting around another poet, Mike Henson's living room in Over the Rhine, and sharing poems. She had just come to Cincinnati at that time and wanted to help pull together a group of folks who would be interested in sharing their creative work and giving feedback and forming community. Aralee was throughout her life, but especially then, very, very soft-spoken. You actually had to kind of move toward her in order to hear her voice, but she had such a dynamic and magnetic personality that everyone was very happy to do that. But I remember her kindness as much as anything else.
What makes America beautiful is hidden behind all the fire and world-class exhibitions of psycho storm boot goings-on the lords of the zeitgeist want to stop time with. Mon Dieu, listen to them breathe Blue Willie's worst nightmare just because they can. When it comes to the smart or lucky stealth zoom remote hits and miss, big impact we are unpacking, there's no such thing as a fair fight. Translated from the Arabic, welcome to the street. A singular cast of thousands without a face, about to blow now more than ever. When you ignore what the rest of the world says is high risk, noodlehead errata of we rock, you are testing the real raison d'etre of true blue America. Hola, cultural politics at gunpoint is a disgrace. Bonjour, time to readjust your current balance of power. Guten Tag, a daring need, for black in the day identity looks like a surprising affinity with fat cats and the sweeping consequences of ridiculous amounts of money carving out victory. If you imagine that brutal responses to how many die in New York City happens to be what people everywhere want you to do, think again. Public is a big word.
And how did this book, The Road Itself, come about?
This is a collaboration between Mark Flanagan, who is a poet and was also a good friend of Aralee's, Dos Madres Press, which is a poetry press that is located here in the Cincinnati area, although Dos Madres publishes folks from around the world, and then myself, who had wanted to help Mark and Dos Madres bring Aralee's work back into the public eye. So we began this process about a year and a half ago, and with the help from Ohio Arts Council, we're able to get the book, Aralee Strange, The Road Itself, published, and since then really have had wonderful success with it, both in terms of readings and in terms of book sales. I think people are hungry for her words, just as we were.
And the cover art is just perfect.
It is. It's by her friend Jay Bolotin, himself a writer and performer, but also an amazing visual artist. And the book includes visual pieces from Arrilee's friends in the greater Cincinnati area and beyond.
And Pauletta, you wrote the foreword and also a poem that's featured in the book. Would you like to read that poem?
I'd be honored to. Thank you, Lee. It's called Your Voice for Arrilee Strange. Those days, a graveled whisper dissolving from your breath to air that would have given us your words. Your poems just beginning then to edge sideways between the cracks of other voices, hard-planed and polished bright. Your voice was the one we turned toward, hoping to hear. Your voice, that Alabama rumble of a train, grew sure and clear and was forever making room, a room, a mic. Open always, the chairs filled up with poets listening to each other's voices, ever stronger as you leaned in, close, making sure you heard. The room is dark now. The mic turned off. We are listening, Arrilee. Come close. A poem, please. One more from you. Your voice in our ears.
Thank you. Now, John, let's talk about the special evening, Ensemble Theater Cincinnati, April 26th. What's going on?
We have selected a number of poems from The Road Itself, and Pauletta and Mark have worked out something that has kind of a sequence and flow to it, so it's not just random. The people that we have presenting the poems are some of the best actors in the city. Most of them were associated with her in her earlier work. Regina Pugh, Buzz Davis, among others, Paul Morris, Mike Blankenship, Lynn Myers herself is going to be reading, Shannon Ray Lutz, Mark Flanagan is also going to be reading. And I have a couple of new young actors, because one thing that Arrilee really insisted on was bringing new people into the fold. So I reached out to a young actor that I know, Kirsten Hawkins Johnson. She's phenomenal, just a real powerhouse. And a little later, another actor, it's Aidan Dalton. Not to make invidious comparisons, but it's not Mary Oliver's poems we're looking at here, where you can kind of take a moment and reflect and the meaning or the power comes through a little bit later. There's a quote that I keep coming back to, having our feet in the gutter while reaching for the stars. And Arrilee had this amazing feeling and empathy for those of us who spend a lot of time in the gutter, maybe on our knees sometimes, while reaching and occasionally, you know, seeing the stars. There's a line in the introduction that says, her voice is like whiskey flowing down the bed of a creek, and the poems are like that. She brings an old-time country church religion and a completely urban, living, gritty sensibility to all of her poems. And we hope to capture just a small part of that with this really great cast.
We're very grateful to Ensemble Theater of Cincinnati's scheduling planning that allowed us to be in their rehearsal space, actually, for the performance, which will be a very intimate space. So we're looking forward to kind of taking Arrilee's work back to one of the places where it had been previously.
How many people can fit into that space? I mean, you're taking reservations.
We are. It's free, but reservations because of the limitation of space, and about 50 is what we're looking at.
Those reservations can be made through Ensemble Theater's website?
Mm-hmm, through Ensemble Theater's ticketing page on their website.
So there's a reception at 5:30 on mm-hmm. Friday, April 26th, followed by the performances from 6:30 to 7:30?
That's correct.
I'm guessing this is going to be a big reunion as well.
I think it will, and particularly of Arrilee's theater friends. We did do a big launch earlier in this process in the fall, and pretty much every poet in Cincinnati showed up, as far as I could tell, as well as a few more folks who had loved Arrilee or who were not familiar with her work but wanted to be. And so we're hoping that some of those folks might come back, but also, given that it's at Ensemble Theater, that it might be an opportunity for Arrilee's theater fans to show up as well.
Thanks for coming in tonight and sharing.
Thank you, Lee.
Thank you.
I've been in conversation with Pauletta Hansel and John Ray, who's directing the ETC evening program in honor of Arrilee Strange, The Road Itself. Arrilee's book will be celebrated Friday, April 26th at Ensemble Theater Cincinnati. You can get a link to reservations and more information about Errol Lee at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Lee Hay.
Ain't no sunshine when he's gone. It's not warm when he's away. Ain't no sunshine when he's gone, and he's always gone too long. Anytime he goes away, I wonder this time where he's gone. Wonder how long he's gonna stay. Ain't no sunshine when he's gone, and this house just ain't no home. Anytime he goes away. I know.